This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Such an insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. And I do mean that, a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, some of you, the shows are all podcasts. You can always get the shows after the show, if you would. And simply just go to the JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, and right there, you can go get what they call, I guess they're called on-demand videos. And on top of that, we also have an app. It's an Apple app and a, the Android app, right? Just go to those respective stores and pull them down. They're free. I don't charge you to watch me. I wouldn't pay to watch me, but that's just me. And it's a pleasure to have you guys with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I think, with all due respect, I think we need to hear the vice president's comments on AI. And I'll expound on those if I even understand her after that. Well, the best laid plans, right?
First of all, it's two letters.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. First of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then, if we think about what information is going in, what then will be produced in terms of decisions and opinions that may be made through that process.
Anybody understand that? I mean, I'm not well educated. I really do. I'm very, very okay with that. I get it. I'm not well educated. Blah, 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 blah. But I'm still trying to figure this out. And maybe I missed it. Here, listen, one more time. Just because maybe I missed it. Listen attentively. Some of you may want to take notes. Come on. You can do it.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. First of all, it's two letters.
Okay, so we got that first part out of the way. AI, for those of you who didn't know, is two letters. Okay, thank you.
It means artificial intelligence.
Boy, I'm going to have fun with this, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be respectful.
But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And
the machine is talk? So the machine is learning, and the machine is talk. Sounds like one of those horror movies out of the 60s, right? What was that, the cyborgs or whatever they were? And I think she's talking about the computer. And frankly, the computer doesn't learn. It's not the computer that learns. The program itself, and I'll get into this maybe some other time, but AI as a whole is nothing more than it's a front end that goes and grabs information, pulls it together in such a form. But yes, it does learn, if you would. Just like, do you guys remember that program Dragon Speak, I think it was called? And what it would do is you could speak to it and it would type. And it would learn your cadence. It would learn how you speak. It would learn different words based on how you said them, as opposed to, you know, my wife and I've got a bad Boston accent at times. And it would pick up on that. So she's got me thoroughly confused.
Learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then, if we think about what information is going in, what then...
Why do you have to predict what information is going in? You know what's going in based on what you're feeding it, right?
Will be produced in terms of decisions and opinions that may be made through that process.
Okay. Maybe we should move away from this because I'm still confused. I mean, seriously, who let her out? You know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody has to brief these people. Somebody has to help these people, or her in particular. All right. I'm not playing this one because it's pretty disgusting.
The first trans woman.
Shut up. I don't know if you heard about the man who fantasizes about a uterus transplant to have an abortion. That's right. He wants, he, she, it, whatever, wants to get pregnant so they can not only feel getting pregnant and feel what that's like, but also so he can have an abortion and feel what that's like. Right? Just amazing. What's more amazing than anything is that we have people that actually think like this. We are raising such an evil, vile group of people. Right? Do we not have any mental health institutions left? Do we not have any doctors who believe in mental health anymore? And helping those people that are not a little off, but a lot off. Right? Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Let's see if Dan Pilla can get me off the ceiling. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356.
800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, I will tell you a quick story before I bring on the guest. Recently, somebody close to me got a letter from the IRS, and it had to do with, you know, actually owing penalties, interest, for not filing slash paying one of their taxes. I'm not going to get too specific here. And because of Dan Pilla, when he got that letter and brought it to me and we looked at it, he was freaking out and going, you know what, just breathe. It's not a big deal. It's a letter from the IRS, all right? You paid this. Something's missing. They just didn't get what they were supposed to get. And we'll take care of it. We'll make it work. And I'm sure he was looking at me going, what the heck is wrong with you? That letter's from the IRS. Dan Pilla joins me, as he does, every other weekend. And because of him, my blood pressure when I see the IRS doesn't skip a beat, seriously. And Tim, he is the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. So, Dan, you've reached me at least to where when I see those things, I don't wig out anymore.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Joe. I'm glad it finally sank in. We've been talking about this for how long? No, you make a good point, Joe, and you know, we laugh and that's fine. But the fact of the matter is people do panic when they see these letters from the IRS because they think a couple of things. First of all, they think, well, the IRS must be right. It's the IRS. They've got computers. They can't be wrong. If they say I owe something, I must owe it because who understands the tax law anyway, right? That's number one. And number two, people think, well, even if I don't owe it, what can I do about it? I don't know how to challenge these people. I can't, you know, it's a $1,200, $1,500 letter or bill. I'm going to go hire a tax lawyer to fight a $1,200 or $1,500 bill. That's absurd. And so people end up paying taxes they don't owe because of fear and ignorance.
Yeah. Well, that was funny thing about it. This one was close to $8,000. Okay. And, you know, the first thing was, well, let's get them off our case and pay it, and then we'll fight it. They go, no, because if you pay it, you won't see it again, okay?
They got the money now, and it's a whole different procedure. You know, you still have rights, even if you pay a tax, and this is another good point that you make here, Joe, or at least a good question you raised. Even if you pay the tax, that's not a concession that you believe you owe it. All right, so that's important to understand that if for those folks who have paid something in the past, they now think that maybe they should not have done so. You have 2 years from the date you pay the tax to claim a refund. As again, simply paying the bill is not a concession that you owe it.
Interesting. See, I learned so much listening to me. Well, listening to you on my show, but no, but it, all these little things, you know, I hear people, I go to lunches with people, what have you, I hear about some of the things that they're talking about, you know, I'll always throw your name out at the table when they're really having an issue, but it's kind of like you sit there, even some of these CPAs, frankly, and here in California, there's a lot of people now hustling to try to get their taxes filed because they have until October, but as most do, they probably waited, but, sure. Right. So, but even so, the CPAs don't always give the right information. And I don't think it's they intentionally do it. I think their ignorance of some of the processes, what they can do. You know, even your CPA, I've been telling people, if you don't like it, you feel like it's wrong, you know, head over to Tax Help Online. Just grab one of the books over there. And I'm telling you, the bottom line with this, chances are you probably don't owe the money you think you owe or they're telling you. Probably. I'm not saying everybody, because there are some people who won't file.
Yeah, and, you know, the data within the IRS shows that they're wrong about half the time, Joe, in the correction notices that they mail out to people. So, you know, you got a 50-50 chance that you don't owe what they say you owe. But about the CPAs, you know, here's the problem, and, of course, this is not true across the board. The overwhelming majority of CPAs out there are doing a very good job under very difficult circumstances when it comes to the dollars and cents aspect of the tax laws. And what I mean by that are the substantive issues. Is this deductible? Is that not deductible? What form do I fill out? How do I fill out the form? The CPAs are very, very good at doing that almost across the board. Of course, there's always incompetent people in every profession. But by and large, these people know what they're doing, and they're conscientious about it. Where the disconnect comes, Joe, is in the area of tax litigation. Tax preparation and general dollars and cents compliance is one world, and tax litigation is another world. And the overwhelming majority of accountants don't live in the tax compliance or tax litigation world. And that's where I live. And so when it comes to challenging the IRS and fighting the IRS and appealing decisions and going to tax court, they don't, not only don't they have the capacity to do that, they don't know how to do it. Even if they were inclined to, most of them don't know how to do it. So you got to deal with somebody that does this stuff on a regular basis.
All right, so we have heard, and I'm going by some of the questions that people have sent me over the last week or two, we have heard that the $87 billion has been pulled from the IRS. I mean, 87,000 agents are not going to be able to hire. They're not going to hire this. Can you give us a quick rundown as to truly what is now happening at the IRS with the money they're going to get. And to your point, you always point out it's over 10 years. It's not 1 year.
Right. That's exactly right. So let's set the record straight here because there's a tremendous amount of misinformation out there. First of all, the IRS was going to get $80 billion in supplemental funding over 10 years. So that's $88 billion a year in addition to their ordinary appropriation, which is approximately $14 billion. So their annual appropriation was going to go from roughly $14 billion to roughly $22 billion a year. All right, over 10 years. They were going to use that money to do a lot of things. About $47, $48 billion of the $80 billion was going to be spent on enforcement. All right, so primarily what they're going to do is go after people with audits and collection tools. That was the plan. All right, now, to be perfectly clear, that is still the plan. However, what happened with the budget Reconciliation Act that included the debt ceiling deal that was made between the Republicans in the House and the Senate Democrats and the White House was that they were going to pull back roughly $20 billion of that 80. So it is not true that all of the money has been rolled back. That's not true. $20 billion of the 80 has been rolled back. So they're still getting roughly $61 billion. They're still going to be using that money for enforcement. The component of enforcement revenue has not changed. They still plan to spend $46-47 billion on enforcement.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
Go ahead.
I know it's hard. Pause it. Be back in a minute. People, don't go far. You need to hear this. You need to know what's going on so you stop being afraid. You don't have to be afraid of these people anyhow. Be back in a few minutes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken. We will stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden next travels to Finland for a meeting with that country's president Thursday. Finland just joined the Western Alliance in April. Elon Musk is announcing a new AI company after months of teasing an alternative to ChatGPT. Musk says XAI will work to understand the true nature of the universe. He promises more details on the company Friday. Musk backed OpenAI early on, but later criticized its ChatGPT for giving politically correct responses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
Back, Joe Cedar, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get your information. And I always, I joke with you all the time, but I mean it sincerely, right? I mean, the bottom line with it is a lot of guys on the air like I am, they're not experts in anything, most of them. They got a microphone, they've got an audience, and that's it. But that's why I bring on the experts, because that way you don't get in trouble. You're dealing with the same stuff I'm dealing with and millions of other people are dealing with on a daily basis, and you need to know how to deal with it. So I bring on guys like Dan Pilla. He is the, as far as I'm concerned, he is the tax man. You can find it at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. And Dan, I always appreciate your time with me. Before we get back into what we were talking about, I want you to tell people how they can get a hold of you and, you know, how they can benefit from the books that you have out there.
Yeah, my website you just gave, JoeTaxHelpOnline.com, that's the best way to get me. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind. You buy any book off my website at any price point, and you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. My latest book is called Dan Pilla Small Business Tax Guide. Any business in America needs that book. I identify the 14 or 15 most common problems that small businesses have with the IRS, how they get out of compliance. I show you how to avoid every single one of those problems, and especially if you have an accountant, you can work with the accountant with this material to make sure you never get in trouble with the IRS. So you can go to taxhelponline.com and check that out. It's called Dan Pilla Small Business Tax Guide. But as I said, any book on the site, Joe, at any price point, you buy the book, you read it, you get set up on my consultation schedule, and I'll walk you right through your questions.
All right. And people, you know what? I do get emails from others. I do know people that have reached out and are very happy with the information Dan has given them. And as I told you the story in the last segment, you'll have to go back and get it. Because of what I've learned from him, when I do see that IRS thing, and even with some people I know who have seen it, I go, look, relax, breathe. Yeah, they're not going to come and get the dog, the wife, and the house. Don't worry about it. Just relax. Just don't ignore them. That's what I learned from you. Just do not ignore them, and you can do something with that. So you were talking about the pulling back of the $20 billion and what that actually looks like, and most of that is going to go towards enforcement, right?
Yeah, they're pulling back $20 billion of the $80, all right? Those are round numbers. So they're still getting $60 billion. It's still spread over the same 10 years. But that's not changing the IRS's enforcement plans. I want to be clear about this. The IRS just recently issued its strategic operating plan, which is a systematic plan for spending the $80 billion. The plan was actually released before Congress clawed back $20 billion of the $80. So So the IRS has got this plan in place, but they've already made it clear, Joe. They've issued releases. They've issued statements that say they're just going to front-end load the plan. In other words, instead of spreading their plans over 10 years, they're going to spread them over about 7 years or 8 years. So what they would have spent $80 billion over 10 years, they're going to spend $80 billion over 10 years. They'll spend the $60 billion over, let's say, 6 or 7 years. So they're still going to get the same bang for the buck. And then the other thing they made perfectly clear is, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, they're just going to go back to Congress for more money anyway. So yeah, they are not changing their plans. They're still focusing on enforcement over taxpayer education, outreach, and assistance. Those are the three areas that I insisted that the IRS really needs to spend the time and attention helping people comply with the law, but they are not going to do that. The overwhelming majority of the money is going to enforcement in the form of audits and enforced collection. So the IRS is coming. There's just that's just the reality.
I think this is hilarious, though. Again, the mindset is that the small business owner is purposely trying to screw the IRS, and I just find that amazing. I would imagine, you and I have talked about this in the past, you know, you always hear these big companies, you hear the Joe Bidens of the world screaming that these companies don't pay their fair share and all this other stuff. You know, they just got great tax people in the house that take care of this stuff. But I'm sure some of them do hide some of the income.
Well, first of all, I'd like somebody to give me a definition of what a fair share is, right?
Yeah, that would be nice,
If you follow the tax law, and the law gives you a deduction for this or a deduction for that, and you claim that deduction, does that mean you're not paying your fair share? Let me give you an example that every listener is going to be able to relate to. If you have a home mortgage and you claim a tax deduction for your mortgage interest, which you are absolutely allowed to do, and you claim a tax deduction for your real estate taxes that you pay on that house, are you cheating the government? Of course not. You're using very specific laws and tax breaks that are written into the code and authorized by Congress and signed off on by the president, whoever the president was at the time that law was passed, specific tax laws that allow you to claim deductions for certain expenditures. That is not avoiding your fair share of the tax. That's following the law, Joe. So these people that say these companies aren't paying their fair share, it's just complete nonsense. It's 100% nonsense, because in precious few cases, and you know, if you want to get statistics, we can get statistics, but in precious few cases does anybody outright cheat on their taxes. Now, are mistakes made? Of course. But these big companies, Joe, these Fortune 500 companies that have a staff of attorneys and a staff of accountants that are on payroll working for these companies every day, and their job is to keep these companies out of trouble, what do you think they do? Do you think they're cheating on the company's tax returns? The idea is preposterous.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, again, all you hear about is the big bad businesses, and I think people don't realize what the big businesses have to deal with. You talked about the majority of the audits or the audits will be targeted at some, but they're becoming more aggressive. Now, from what I'm reading, you're going to tell me the truth here. They seem to be becoming more aggressive with small businesses. They're going to be looking at them a little harder. Is that true?
Oh, there's no question about it. I've said that right from the very start. In January of 2001, Joe, is when the Biden administration released this plan as part of the American Families Plan Act back then that didn't get passed then, of course. It was stripped out. But the point is they started talking about it in January of 2021. And I did a detailed analysis then. In fact, my articles are published on National Review, so you can go to nationalreview.com and look up my name, Dan Pilla, and get these articles that I was talking about way back then, documenting specifically out of IRS internal literature that says they're going after small businesses, self-employed people, small partnerships, S corporations. The very definition of small businesses in America is precisely who they're targeting, and that's always been the case. This is not new. That has been the case from the very first day they floated this plan.
Wow. And, you know, when you sit back and think of what's going on at the FBI and other agencies, this has got to scare the bejesus out of little people. I'm not going to say trying to make ends meet, but trying to grow a small business. It's just amazing. Hey, let's get to the employee retention credit. Now, explain what it is to some people, but to your point, you and I were talking during the break, and I said, some have gotten notice that this is a scam. Explain.
Yeah, the IRS released a public news release a couple of months ago. I can't tell you exactly when it was, but it was sometime this year, claiming that the employee retention credit is a scam. And the scam is that the Internal Revenue Service is lying to the American people about the employee retention credit. Now, what the IRS was trying to say, what they were trying to say, is that there are certain companies out there that are promising the moon to taxpayers with respect to the employee retention credit, and those certain companies may be fly by night, right? Because there's always scams out there. We know that. And so what they should have been doing, Joe, is alerting the public to the potential for scams associated with the employee retention credit, but under no circumstances should the IRS have claimed that the employee retention credit is not a fact of law, or a matter of law, I should say, because it is. The employee retention credit is a provision of the Internal Revenue Code, and it's codified in the law, Joe, okay? So this is not a regulation. It's not an IRS opinion. It's not in the Internal Revenue Manual. It's not a wish list issued by either Congress or the White House. This is a statute in the Internal Revenue Code that allows companies to claim a credit up to certain amounts, depending on certain periods of time, for employees that were kept on the payroll during the COVID shutdown period. Right? This law was passed as part of the CARES Act in March of 2020. Remember, the wheels fell off the economy when everything was shut down. Congress passed the CARES Act that took effect in late March of 2020. It was a multi-trillion-dollar giveaway program with different provisions of the CARES Act that gave, you know, this benefit and that benefit. The employee retention credit is about a $2 trillion
Hold that thought. We got to go for a break. Be back in a minute, people. Yep. You can finish it up because it's, again, a lot of small businesses are being hit with this and asked about this. Be back in a minute, folks. Don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pillow after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I'll get to the phone in a second. The Dan Pillow joins me, the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. And Dan, we were talking about the that employee retention credit and the CARES Act, and there's a lot of people who just do not understand how this went down, how it works, and some feel that it was just a total scam, or it is a total scam.
It is not a total scam, but I'll tell you what, Joe, the law that was created with the CARES Act in March of 2020 went through four different revisions between March of 2020 and the end of 2021, November of 2021, four revisions. So this is where the confusion lies. And there's a lot of companies out there that think they don't qualify for the credit when, in fact, they do. There's a lot of credit. There's a lot of companies out there that think their time for claiming the credit is gone, and it's not. So if you're not sure, if you've gotten advice that says you don't qualify, you might want to check that out. Now, we have a team set up that does the evaluation for businesses. So if you think you might be getting some bad advice about whether you qualify or you just don't know, you know, you can check with us. And as I said, my website, taxhelponline.com, you buy any book off the site at any price point, and you'll get a free consultation with me, and I can talk to you about whether you might qualify for this credit. And Joe, it's up to $21,000 of credit per employee in 2021. So if you got 10 employees, we're talking about a potential awful lot of money here for businesses, and it's a refundable credit, meaning you get a check back from the IRS.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're telling me the the IRS is actually going to give me some kind of money back? Is that what you're saying?
Joe, the program was funded at about $2 trillion. They're giving the money away to businesses.
Wow.
We're getting refunds for these for businesses on a regular basis. So this is a real thing. There's no question about it. But you have to qualify, and you have to understand what the – well, you don't have to understand what the rules are, but you need to deal with somebody who does understand what the rules are, because I said the rules were created in March of 2020 with the CARES Act, but they were changed four times between March of 2020 and November of 2021. So it's important to understand, to deal with somebody who understands what these rules are and how to apply them to your case.
Yeah, it's always, again, you've talked about this a million times, you know, how confusing this can be at times. You know, the IRS, I wish you said it was 4 million words in the IRS tax code, something like that.
Well, yeah, about 4 million words, north of 4 million words. The code was changed more than 6,000 times since 2001. and that doesn't even include, Joel, that doesn't even include all the changes that occurred in the last 2 years here with we just go down through this litany of tax laws that have been passed in the last couple of years. It doesn't even include that, and there's hundreds more. So, and plus, they're never done changing it. So they're working on changing it yet again. So it's an ongoing thing that never stops.
It's ever changing. Yeah, it's ever growing, you should say. Anyway, the question, you know, so small business, even one employee could apply for this?
Well, if you are the owner of the company and you are the only employee, then you would not qualify. But if you're the owner of the company and you have another person as your sole employee, you certainly may qualify. There's no question about it. Now, the question is, did you suffer one of two circumstances, all right? This is the key. And this is another area with a great deal of confusion because people misunderstand the rules. You must have had a reduction or a suspension or shutdown of your business as a result of a federal, state, or local government shutdown order, right? So there must have been either a shutdown order or a drop in gross receipts. Most of these companies that are doing the evaluation think it's only a drop in gross receipts. And if you didn't have a drop in gross receipts, you don't qualify. But that's not true. We're getting refunds for businesses that actually made more money during the pandemic than they did before the pandemic, but they qualified because they were subject to a full or partial shutdown order. Now, most restaurants were shut down at least partially. They couldn't operate their dining rooms, but they still had takeout services. So some of those restaurants actually made more money during the shutdown because of their substantial takeout business, but because they were subject to a partial shutdown order, they qualify for the credit. So it's not just a drop in revenue. It's either a drop in revenue or full or partial shutdown orders.
Always works better when I turn the mic on. Anyway, let's go to the phones. I've got somebody from San Francisco who probably has a question for you. Dave from San Francisco, do you have a question for Dan?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Joe. Yeah, there were two, actually. I think he was talking about $2 trillion in the COVID stimulus package, and he is talking about the employee aspect.
Forgive me for interrupting here, but Joe, I'm having a terrible time hearing Dave. It's really understanding him. It's really, really scratchy. Can you translate what Dave is saying?
All right, you got to turn it up a bit. Go ahead,
Dave. Better? Good deal.
Go ahead.
If I remember right, the original stimulus package was put together in March or possibly April of 2020, and that was the one for the corporations. That wasn't for the additional money to be given to the average person for the unemployment benefits and extending unemployment and
Dave,
set aside.
You, He's only dealing with businesses at this point. This is all small
businesses. Joe, I got to tell you, I didn't get a word of what Dave is saying. It's completely
all right, I'll repeat it when he's done. So let me.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I'll try to tighten it up. The original stimulus, as I understand it, was closer to $4.5 trillion as opposed to $2 trillion. Now, the way he's breaking it, I don't know if he's just talking about the employee set-aside aspect of it, but the original program is $4.5 trillion. The other part, the $82 billion that you're talking about, when you start looking at $4.5 trillion divided by 82, that's short of about 2%. And if you think about how much fraud there was in $4.5 trillion and that only 2% of the money is going to go to the IRS to try to get our $4.5 trillion back, that seems kind of penny wise and pound foolish. We need to get some honesty in the COVID set aside program, and apparently there was possibly $2 trillion stolen just outright, and $82 billion to try to get that money back.
I'm not getting a single word of this, a word.
Well, that's pretty much it, Joe.
All right, so. I'm gonna try to translate for you, Dan, but I can't guarantee it. Yeah, I know. No, I know you didn't hear a word, but basically what he was saying was that the original amount was $4.5 trillion, not just two. And the fact of the matter is he thinks that, you know, in trying to get some of that money back, or getting that money back, spending $82 billion was just a drop in the bucket to try to get that money back.
Well, you know, they're not trying to get that money back. I mean, you know, he's right that the CARES Act was way more than $2 trillion. I'm talking about just the employee retention credit. There were all kinds of other elements to the CARES Act. It's upwards of $8 to $9 trillion in total spending under the pandemic relief bills that were passed during 2020 into 2021. And so, you know, we're talking much more than $2 trillion. When I say $2 trillion, I'm talking about only the employee retention credit. The paycheck protection program was another couple $1 trillion. We can go down the list here with all these programs. So he's right about that. But as far as the $80 billion is concerned, they're not spending the money on the IRS to try to get this CARES Act money back. They're spending the money on enforcement and collection to do more audits of more people that they think are cheating on their taxes and to do more enforced collection on the delinquent accounts that are already out there. So now, that's not to say that they're not going to audit people that claim the employee retention credit or that claim the paycheck protection program loan. They are auditing those people, Joe. They got audit programs set up for those already. And as a matter of fact, I do a seminar on the employee retention credit for tax professionals, teaching them how to calculate this credit and what the rules are. And one of the elements of the seminar that I do for tax professionals is what the audit red flags are in the employee retention credit. And there are five of them, five specific things that the IRS is going to be looking for. So yes, they're going to audit these things, but they're not trying to get that money back per se. They're right. Going after what they think are the tax cheats out there in general. Right.
You're up against it. I wish we had a heck of a lot more time. Dan, always a pleasure to have you on with me. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. Check it out. All the information you need there. And the IRS letter doesn't need to send a shudder up your spine. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.